Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, live at the Cook's Warehouse, the fabulous Cook's Warehouse at our favorite location here in East Cobb. Today, we are honored to have Master Baker, Chef Lionel Vatinet of La Farm Bakery in Cary, North Carolina. And before we begin our pilgrimage into baking, there's a pilgrimage that the Master Bakers go on, which we'll discuss a little later on the show. So before we get to find out if Chef Lionel had his pilgrimage, let's begin our pilgrimage into baking.
Okay. So you've got us started here with a scale.
That's right.
All right. And everyone should, as you said, throw away the cup and get the scale. So you put this big stainless steel bowl on top of that scale, and we're ready to start putting in flour, right?
Yep. And so for you to have your success, you know, with a scale, never forget to tear, to zero up.
This is one of the big
mistake people made, you know.
Right, so you put that vessel, whatever you're going to be weighing, put that vessel on, hit the tear button,
and you
zeroes
know,
it out.
That zeroes way, it out, and
it incorporates whatever you, whatever that weighs into the zero level. So now we're going to go up to
1 pound.
1 pound.
1 pound of flour.
And let's talk about the flour real quick. This is you're actually using a King Arthur flour, which is available in the Kroger's and Publix and everywhere else.
Exactly.
You're using an artisan Sir Galahad, but it's basically a bread flour. It's unbleached.
Unbleached, unbromated. So we want to also keep the entity of the flour, you know, a bleach, white to white, you know, chlorine to, you know, and white, you know, is not...
It's not a naturally occurring
exactly fashionable anyway. So this, and we also unbromate. Bromate, you know, it's forbidden in California for sure, in the United States, been forbidden for over 40 years in France because it's a... They did some lab rat, you know, a test, and it's cancerogenic. So, but
really?
In North Carolina, in Georgia, I don't know, but definitely North Carolina is not forbidden. So just, you know, read your label,
make
be
sure
aware, you know, is unbromated. But if you buy this type of flour or organic, is always unbromated.
Okay. All right, so we have our pound of flour in the stainless steel
pound
bowl.
Of flour, you know, we are going to, one thing at least, you know, our scale, you know, are accurate but not done so to a gram. So a teaspoon, tablespoon, you know, are going to be for, because your salt or yeast are so light, and when you make one loaf of bread, you know, you are not going to be able to wait, but you can still use your teaspoon, tablespoon.
Okay, so, good point. So in commercial use, you'd be using a scale still because you're going to be putting a quantity of salt or baking soda or what have you. You're going to use a certain weight of that, but... Here, we're going to go ahead and revert to the...
Correct. We chose them that are very, very close, you know, for what you need, you know. So we're going to put 1.5 teaspoon of salt, okay?
This is a standard iodized salt or...
Salt is salt, you know. Salt, you know, don't go to fleur de sel or the Hawaiian pink salt. There's no need for that, you know. It's only if you use gray salt, rock salt, you know, like, you know...
The mine
coarse
salt.
You know, you need to use... Coarse salt, thank you.
Yeah,
you know, excuse my French.
Yeah.
Coarse salt, you know. You dilute in water first,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah,
and you can use it. You know,
too big otherwise.
Yes, correct. So 1.5 over there.
And this is now... This is 1.5 teaspoon?
Teaspoon, you know, of of salt, you know, and we are going to use 1/2 teaspoon of yeast.
A half teaspoon of yeast.
If you know somebody who's been making bread for a while... professional or home bakers, you know, you ask them this simple question. You have only 4 ingredients. You know, bread is very basic.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to forget one of those ingredients. Do you know which one?
Not yeast.
Yeast, rarely, but salt for whatever reason. So
people
if your best friend is a baker, but you all have an ego, mm-hmm. and you ask, did you ever forget the salt? And they say no. Reconsider your friendship, you know. It's definitely, you know, being, you know, so why is that is a mystery? But for you to not forgetting, you know, you need to always weigh the main ingredients, flour, and you have one more chance before you add your water to see if you have everything. So I have the salt, I have the yeast, and you can test also as you start.
And this is 1/2 teaspoon of yeast?
Of yeast, yes, correct.
Okay,
yes.
Now, I know that many people sometimes will take the yeast... And they actually try and bloom it. The yeast is bloomed first. I mean, it's...
They put this in hot water.
In hot
but
water.
You know what I say? You know, what the most important thing for you is also how you control your final dough temperature.
Mm.
The yeast you buy is active, is working. Don't, you know, I say, don't read so much what they tell you to do on the back
Good.
Of the label. I love those yeast company, but you know, in the same topic, we use yeast to create fermentation, and fermentation is the essence of baking.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of fermenting, Chef Eric drinks many things that are fermented and can really appreciate it. Now he's going to eat something that's fermented. We are with Master Baker Chef Lionel Vatnay of La Farm Bakery in Cary, North Carolina. We are today at the Cook's Warehouse in Fashionable East Cobb. And Monique is our lovely assistant that's helping right along with the lovely Missy, who is the wife partner of La Farm. And she knows Lionel very well. And by the way, I got to say, Chef Eric, this book is amazing.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it has pictures, but not just of a finished product or, you know, it has different stages. It has different options. You know, there's this, stainless steel bowl methods and the
you have to have. Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, Chef Lionel, and I'm learning to say it right, okay? I call you Lionel like my train set when I was growing up. But Lionel, I get it, okay? The name of the book is A Passion from a Master Baker for Bread. Lionel Vatnay, 7 Steps to Making Great Bread. Now, the thing is, I'm whiny, okay, Chef? You're going to learn this about me. I hate spending hours. Most people don't have hours in the kitchen. But this process that you're showing us takes the hours so that they don't have to spend hours in the kitchen to make this bread. And is it going to look just like the stuff? I mean, the pictures that you have? I mean, the pictures are beautiful.
Indeed. You know, so the thing is, you know, is 30 minutes of your physical time is what is in between, you know, so is to have a lot of, you know, you can have a lot of fun, cook a lot of different stuff in between you make the bread. So it's how you organize your day in your kitchen. But, you know, it's a time where it's going to ferment, you know, it's going to be, have this fermentation occurring. We are going to make, you know, your final product, you know, while it tastes great, you know, and do the magical of the yeast. So this is a really, you know, is a short time spending, you know, physically and touching is what you leave in between. We are going to make the bread what it should taste.
So you've teared another bowl now, a little stainless steel bowl on your scale, and you're adding almost room temperature water. It's a little over 70 degrees.
We are going to mix by hand. So because it's no friction, we are going to have our water between 80 to 82 degrees.
Okay.
And it's what, you know, we wait, you know, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to demonstrate to you, and you're going to do your own.
Oh,
in a minute.
Sounds good.
Chef Eric's going to learn from a master baker.
That's wonderful.
So are you ready?
I'm ready. And now how much water are we?
So here, you know, I put, in? You know, is 73%, meaning everything is calculated, you know, on 100% of the flour. And weight-wise, it's 0.73. So is approximately 3/4, you know, of a pound.
Ah, all right. So 0.73 pounds then of water, essentially.
Of water.
Correct. Interesting, 73%. That's an easy one to remember, yeah.
And you can change
it. So that allows you to scale up then.
Exactly. Yeah. More and more comfortable you get, you know, you can always add more water.
Now, does do the other dry ingredients, the yeast and the salt, do they scale as the same percentage of whatever? So if you double the size of the recipe, does the amount of salt double, the amount of yeast double?
So the flour, doesn't matter how many flour you use, is 100%. Mm-hmm. Salt usually is 2% of the flour.
Okay.
So water was, for this matter, 73% of the flour. And yeast, you know, is from 0.1%, you know, to whatever you want.
So again, easy why we use the teaspoon, because you're never going to have a kitchen scale in the kitchen that's going to measure.
Oh, you need to have a special scale, you know, with from white powder. I'm sorry, I cannot.
This is for molecular gastronomy or drug dealing.
Yeah, we call it cocaine. We call it cocaine or nose candy. That's a different
molecular
scale.
Molecular gastronomy uses.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry.
You have to be down to 0.1 grams or actually a hundredth of a gram.
Exactly.
For that. But
we're too light.
All right, so 73% water. I'm ready to go.
Ready to go?
What do we do?
So you are going to use one hand. You need to have, you know, a plastic scraper, very useful. You are going to understand why. So now you bring everything all together.
Okay.
I'm going to pour the water in one shot. I'm going to use one hand, you know, to bring everything all the way.
Right in the bowl.
Right in the bowl over there.
Okay, and this, it starts to come together. Yeah, you know, first it's almost like scaly, you know, this sort of little strips or whatnot. But as it starts to come together,
really, to, you know, by the way, by hand you cannot, you know, overmix your dough. You know, okay. This is one thing, so people are always, you know, a bit concerned about this. So what, you know, you want, you know, is make sure you now put, when it comes together, you see, everything goes, you know, on, well, it's good to work, you know, on a wood surface, you know, stainless steel bowl, wood surface, or stainless steel are okay, marble, or granite.
So the countertop, you know, you're talking about, maybe, you know, a marble countertop or something.
It's a little bit too cold, so right. Can never catch up. You want to clean your bowl, make sure it's no more, you know, salt or yeast, you know, on the bowl.
You're using such small amounts that if it's missing.
Exactly, so. Yeah.
Bowl's very clean.
I'll tell you, my friends, the chef has just cleaned his bowl. Chef Eric is just wiping his hands. It's getting exciting here at Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb. We are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, celebrating with Master Baker Lionel Vatinet of La Farm Bakery in Cary, North Carolina. His book is amazing. You must get it. A Passion for Bread, Lessons from a Master Baker. Lionel Vatinet's 7 Steps to Making Great Bread. We're 2 steps or 3 steps into the process. When we come back, it's going to be more fun and action. And listen to Chef Eric get his hands nasty.